heartbroken, tears falling. Martha found Jesus. She questioned why Lazarus had died. When she had spoken, her doubts were then spoken. He walked toward the body and cried, Lazarus, come forth. Awake like the morning. Arise with new hope, a new life is born. Her brother now stood by her side. The Pharisees wondered about what had happened. How could one now live who had died? The reason this story gives hope to so many is all the
Exodus chapter number 3 and verse number 1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the prince, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire, out of the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that, he turned aside to see. God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for the Word of God, and just ask you to help us this morning that we might be an able minister of the Word of God, speak to our hearts. And Father, just help us that your Word might be illuminated unto us today, and we could grow thereby. In Jesus' name we pray. amen and amen. Moses is in the wilderness there on the keeping the sheep on the backside of the desert, and the children of Israel are in bondage in Egypt. And God had made a promise. And God does not forget His promises. Amen. He does not forget His promises. And, you know, we forget things. Something was said yesterday about my brother Scotty. He sent me a text message and he was asking me a question. And he told me in the text, oh, he said, well, we're on the way to Hannah's for Flora's birthday party. And so I was talking to Pam about, is today her birthday? Well, see, the only way that I keep up birthdays is my phone's got a calendar in it, and everybody that's important, you know, that I got their birthday wrote down, and I looked in there, and I didn't have Flora's, and so I didn't have no idea if that was the birthday or not. And it turns out it's this week. They just went ahead and had the birthday party. But see, I can forget stuff. I can forget stuff while you're talking to me. I'm talking about. I'm good at it. And most of us are. We can let things slip our mind, but amen, thank God this morning, God don't forget. Amen. God made some promises, and God does not forget His promises, and so He's getting ready, and He's going to do a work and send Moses. And so we see here this episode at the burning bush. And one thing that we find that, firstly, it was unexpected. God is never very far from any one of us. I mean, the Bible even tells us such in Acts chapter 17 and verse number 27. And Moses found that out, and as did Jacob, that they said that surely God is in this place, and I knew it not. How many places is God in and we don't ever even recognize Him? We don't know it, but this revelation, this word came unexpected. I mean, He was just going about, He was tending the sheep, tending to the herd, doing His daily activity, His daily duty. He was working, and amen, He saw this bush that was a flame, this bush that was a fire, but it was not consumed. He wasn't expecting that day. He wasn't expecting to meet God in such a way that particular day. But amen, God showed up. And amen for us. I'm thankful that God, amen, He'll do that for us sometimes. We might not be expecting something. And boy, just out of the blue. Amen. It may be somebody that just comes up to us with a word that just be, and it just does something to us and for us. Amen. Maybe somebody we work with, somebody we meet at Walmart. Maybe it's just a song. Maybe it's a song that we've heard 100 times. Amen. On the radio or on a tape or whatever, on a CD. But today, when it plays, it's just different today. God showed up and it was unexpected. God, He's ever near. He's nearer than we think He is. And they said, surely God is in this place, and I knew it. But secondly, He saw this while He was in the way of duty. He didn't call in sick. I mean, He didn't say, you know what? Them sheep can take care of themselves today. He was faithful in what He was supposed to do. He did it. And so, amen, in the way of duty. And so, revelations are probably not to be expected unless we're in the way. Where we are supposed to be doing that God has already given us to do. Amen. And if we're walking where God wants us to walk, amen, as we go more and more, God will show us what it is that we need to do. Amen. We put one foot in front of the other and we go and we continue doing what we know to do until God gives us further direction. And amen. And so here was Moses. He was just taking care of the daily duties. He was doing his duty, doing what he was supposed to do. And he got a word from God. Now then, it seemed like we mentioned Jonah last week, and we mentioned him often because, you know what? I said that we get revelation. God will give us a revelation if we add the way too, but it won't be the same kind of revelation. I mean, Jonah got a revelation. I mean, he got a word from God. It wasn't the same kind, amen, that Moses got while he was in the way of duty. Amen, Jonah's was. Amen, was it? If y'all throw me overboard, because I'm the trouble, I'm the problem. And so they did. And God prepared a great fish, and he come and swallowed him up. But listen, if we're in the way of duty, if we're walking where God has called us to walk, and we just continue to walk there, amen, you know what God will do? God will just keep talking to us. Amen. He'll just keep showing. We say, well, I ain't sure where I'm going to go, but I know that God wants me to do go here. Well, amen, when I get to the right place in the road and God's got something else, God will show it to me. He'll reveal. He'll speak to us as we walk in the way of duty. But also, it says here in these verses that he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. Same as Mount Sinai. He came to the mountain of God. Now the Bible tells us that God is spirit. And you know what? God can meet us anywhere that we are. But can I tell you this? There's some places that's more favorable than others to meet God. Amen. Even in Scripture it tells us, amen, that we are to enter into our closets and pray. To do what? Amen. So we can go there to commune with God. Amen. I believe every one of us knows why God said enter into your closet. You need to get to a place where leave the cell phone and all that other kind of stuff out, because, amen, that thing won't ring for 5 hours, and amen, I get ready to pray and the cell phone will ring 3 times. The old devil don't like us to pray. He said enter into the closet. Why? Boy, when we get to that place where we can exclude, get rid of the distractions. Listen, the other thing about being in the prayer closet is, every one of us has probably been here too. You know, we talk about praying. We're like, you know what? I wonder, how did that sound? I want to pray right. What did everybody else think? Listen, when you get in the prayer closet, you don't have to worry about what nobody else thinks except God. Amen. You can just talk to God. Amen. And you can pray and you can ask God. David said that they were going to the sanctuary. He was glad when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord. Amen. That's a good place. Amen. That's a good place. Amen. To commune and meet with God in God's house. Some folks loaded up this morning and went to the ball game. Now, I ain't trying to hurt nobody's feelings. I'm just trying to tell you the truth. They have little ball games, and you know, and they'll have a little. We'll have a little 10-minute prayer meeting here in the session. You know, most of that stuff just kind of ease some conscience. Listen, there ain't no place like God's house, amen, on the Lord's day to meet with God. Amen. Now, amen. Things happen. I realize, but God help us. Amen, to come to God's house. And listen, when we come to God's house, come ready, amen, to meet God. Amen. Preparation. It's been some time back now. But boy, we was having a meeting. When we getting ready and you're trying to, boy, we're having a special meeting and trying to get things lined up, and you want God to move and do something. And I've been reading and been, you know, praying and trying to get. And lo and behold, I had a phone call. And it wasn't a very good phone call. It was somebody that was upset. And they was upset with me. And they was going to tell me this and tell me that. And anyway, you know, I tried to be as nice as I could, but as firm as I needed to be. And I got off the phone, and time I hung up phone, guess where? It was time to go to church. Boy, let me just tell you, that ain't what puts you in the mood to go to church. Amen. You've been trying, looking and praying, and all of a sudden, those kind of things happen. God help, that ain't how I like to get ready to go to God's house. Now, God's merciful to us, and He's good to us, and we came on, and God still helps us. But there's places that God has to meet with. And Moses met him there on the backside of the mountain, God's mountain. But you know what? Even Jesus, in Scripture, there was places that He just got along, that He left the disciples and He went to that solitary place to pray, to commune with God. Amen. If Jesus needed those places, certainly I do. Certainly I do. That solemn place. And here it was the mountain of God. That sacred place where we go and we gather and we have communion with God. But we also see here in these verses a very most unlikely quarter or place that this communication came from. It came from a bush. Best I can tell you, just old ordinary thorn bush out there in the wilderness. So it was just a common thing. But amen, the common thing, God discovered Himself to Moses in this lowliest of situations. God discovered Himself to mankind because Jesus came in the form of the flesh. He came as a man. And here, if we want to introduce something, or if man wants to introduce something, a lot of times we try to make some kind of big spectacle. We're trying to get folks' attention. What can we get to get them, Roddy? God just used a bush. All throughout Scripture, the Bible talks about what God uses, the common things, the things that men don't think very much of, the low things. God uses those things to speak. And here was he's got a bush, but it's on fire. The angel of God's in there, amen. Moses saw it. Now then, Moses there on the backside of that desert, and he saw this. And when he saw it, he thought, that's strange. Because it was on fire, but it wasn't being burned up. Now, I've read and heard folks try to explain, this was a bush that had just really bright berries, and boy, it just, I don't even do the text of the Scripture justice. It was on fire. Amen. The Bible speaks of God, about being a consuming fire. And that bush was on fire, and Moses, he saw it. And when he saw it, he looked and he thought, you know what? I'm going to turn aside and check this out. Just a common bush, but it's on fire. I've seen some bushes that's on fire, but they all got consumed. Well, back years ago, just a year after I got out of high school, so that's been a couple of years ago, and we were coming home. We had to work, and I was with Daddy, and we got a good piece from the house. Boy, we could see some smoke, and boy, it was dry. It had been dry for a while, and we had us a mini forest fire. I say mini only because it didn't consume that many acres, but buddy, it burned. It burned for days because, boy, their swamps were dry and all that stuff had packed down. And it caught on. It actually burned under the ground. We're talking a week. A week went by and pine trees were still falling because they was burning off under the ground. But see, everything in that fire, it got consumed. It got burned up. But this one was different. It was just a common bush. But there was a fire in it, and the bush itself wasn't consumed, and Moses turned aside to see. You remember I said a while ago about God's heaps not very far from any one of us? How many things do we see every day that God's in? Because see, the Bible speaks to us and tells us that the very, you know what creation does? It speaks to us of who God is. I mean, the Bible says in Romans chapter 1, it speaks about, amen, man being without excuse. Because when they see the invisible things of this world, amen, yet they did not believe. We had the men's breakfast yesterday, and I thought about it when he was speaking of it, but Daddy said on his way down here yesterday morning, he just had the thought as he looked around, what a beautiful day, amen, that the Lord has made. And you see, we walk by those things all the time. We'll get up and we'll see a sunrise or a sunset. We'll see the moon and the stars in the sky. Amen. We'll see the heavens of heavens and the firmaments and all the things that God made. And you know what it should do? Amen. It should put us in awe and, amen, be a reminder to us of who God is and help us to take our hearts and our minds and to turn aside and to look and to see where God is. That's what Moses did. He saw, I mean, it was just a common thorn bush, but it was on fire. But, amen. But he turned aside. And when he turned aside to see what it was, God spoke to him. He called him by name. Moses, Moses. God still call us by name if we listen. Because Moses said, you know what? I'm going to draw near here and check this thing out. But you know what God told him to do? God said, don't you draw near. Don't you get too close. Because he said, Moses, he said, this is the ground that you're on is holy ground. The ground that you are on is holy ground. He said, take off your shoes. He was just going to go check it out. But God said, don't you get too close. In our day and time, we've got a, and I don't know what the best way to say this is, but we've got a comfortable, casual relationship with God. He told Moses, he said, "Don't." Moses was going to get close. He said, "Uh-uh. You don't get too close." Because he said, this ground is holy ground. Now then, what made it holy ground? Well, it was just a common bush. It was on the backside of the desert. He was out there tending. I don't know how many times he had passed that way before. I mean, he may have walked right by that bush 100 times. Amen. But the day was different because God was there. God's presence was there in that place. You know what makes even the common things clean and the common things holy? Amen. It's the presence of God. And he said, don't you get too close because this is holy ground. Take off your shoes. Because he said, this is holy ground. Now, he took off his shoes and God spoke to him. Verse 5, and he said, draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. And then he said in verse 6, moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Moses, he wouldn't even look. He hid his face because he said he was afraid. He was afraid to look upon God because he knew God was a holy God. And he knew Moses. He knew Moses like I know me. He knew Moses like you know you. And he was afraid to even to look upon God because he knew the holiness and the greatness and the awe that it inspired. And he hid his face. But amen, God still spoke to him. God talked with him. God communed with him. And amen, God will, he'll commune with us. He'll speak with us. Amen, if we will listen, if we'll turn aside, God will listen. Whenever we walk through this life, God today is still speaking to men, women, boys, and girls. How's he doing it? Well, we mentioned already the creation itself. He uses that little things. I see things all the time that God uses just to kind of nudge my heart along. And I'm just little children and just different, you know, different things. But amen, he's also given us the very Word of God. Amen. God's Word, inspired by God, wrote the Word. He gave us his very Word. I mean, it is a supernatural Word. It is a living Word. And he's given us that Word that we might see it, read it, hear it, and understand it, comprehend it, to know what it is that God would have us to do. I don't know exactly what the percentage is. Somewhere between 95 and 99% of God's will for our lives is in the book. We just need to read the book. I mean, I know there's a few things in there that we, you know, we trying to decide, do I take the road to the right or left? And we might, but amen, God's will for our lives, amen, is in the book. And when we turn aside and we recognize that, amen, we have God's Word, and what do we call it? Amen, God's holy book, His holy Word. It can be to us like a bush that's on fire. Because we can get some revelation, we can get some things from the book, and God will show us some things. If we'll but just listen. But you know what the world has said today? I ain't worried about the Word of God. I ain't worried about the sun coming up and the moon. I don't even believe God made all that stuff. I don't even think there is a God. That's what some folks say. You know what they're doing? They're walking by. They're ignoring the fact of what is. I mean, they're walking by the burning bush and they ain't even paying it no attention. Ain't nothing to that. But amen, boy, it got Moses' attention. So much so that, amen, he pulled off his shoes because he knew the place that he was it was holy ground. And amen, and it's still for us, those things that God, the Word of God, this is a holy book. It is a holy Word. God, help us to take it as such, the holy Word of God. Verse 7, he said, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cries by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land, and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. God said, I've come to deliver. And what had a word for Moses is, he said, Moses, he said, I'm going to use you. I'm going to use you. Now we know Moses. He sounded a lot like us, because Moses, I mean, he had some excuses why it couldn't be him. But God spoke to him out of that burning bush, and he said, Moses, he said, it's you. It's you. God still speaks to us today, and amen, we have a lot of things that will be our burning bush, whether it be just the very Word of God, whether it be the things that we just see day by day, God speaking to us and just teaching us and showing us and telling us. But amen, we serve a holy God. Amen. And we serve a God that, amen, it can show up, amen, at any time. He can show up in any place. But amen, he set some places apart and said that he'd meet with us. And I pray that we meet with God and that we ask God, what is it that I can do? God, what are you speaking to me about? I'm going to keep on walking in the way of duty until God reveals something else to me. And we're going to keep going. We're going to keep walking. We're going to keep obeying. Amen. If you stand with us this morning, if you have a need this morning, a need for prayer while we sing this morning, you come.